Terrence Beam, Pocahontas County School Superintendent, recently sat down with us to explain the new West Virginia Department of Education's pilot program, which the Pocahontas County Schools has been selected to participate in.
We're going to talk a little bit today about a new initiative that has been set forth by the West Virginia Department of Education, and it's called the Grow Your Own Initiative. As everyone knows, there's a major shortage of teachers nationwide. It's certainly not germane to Pocahontas County. This program will allow us to recruit juniors and seniors in high school to take college courses if they're interested in becoming teachers. It will give them an opportunity to get a leg up on their education and take some of their college courses as juniors and seniors. If they take those courses in conjunction with a couple of AP courses that they would need to take, when they graduate from Pocahontas County High School, they will actually have completed their freshman year of college. Then when they go on campus, and this would be working with Glenville State College and possibly others, but Glenville State College will be our main partner, they would go on campus as sophomores. They would spend 2 years on campus, going to class, learning as much as they can as sophomores and juniors. Then their final year, their senior year, actually they could be hired into a school system, hopefully Pocahontas County, as a teacher and residency teacher. Not for a semester, but for an entire year. This would allow them to get on-the-job training, give them an opportunity to obtain a job here at home. It's why it's called Grow Your Own. It's a chance for us to improve the number of educators we have in our county because we're losing so many to attrition and retirement, and it gives parents an opportunity to keep their kids closer to home. And it's going to be very friendly financially because the cost of it's going to be better. Now, in March, I'll be going to Charleston with Jeff Hunter, representative from Glenville State College, and we'll be receiving 2 days training on this program. And at that time, I'll be able to share with the board and the community a little more details about it. But basically, that's it. Kids could start as juniors. They would take 2 education courses and AP courses. And as seniors, they would take 2 education courses and a couple AP courses and get a year of college done while they're in high school. And what I want to do when we get this off the ground is I want to meet not just with those students, but with those parents and explain the program to them, because kids that age don't think about being teachers. They don't think about anything except high school. And that's what they should think about. But parents might want to hear this opportunity to keep their kids closer to home and kind of feed them in that direction. Now, this doesn't commit those kids to become teachers. But if they take the courses and they choose to become teachers, then they've got a leg up on everybody else going into the process. And we have to train some of our own high school teachers to instruct the kids as juniors and seniors, obviously. The other thing is, as this program progresses, they are considering dropping it down to freshmen, allow them to take 1 class each year towards that. Now, freshmen certainly don't have any idea if they're going to be teachers or not, but it doesn't hurt the academic superior students to take 1 course as a freshman. It's a college prep course. We got some really sharp kids that could be very capable of handling something like that. Now, they wouldn't have to take it as freshmen or sophomores, but they'd have the opportunity if they chose to. But there's a lot to be still discussed about this. This just came out less than a month ago. They asked for volunteers. They wanted like 8 counties to be a pilot program. And 18 of us signed up for it within 15 minutes because we're all struggling to find teachers. You know, we're being asked all the time, what are you doing about getting teachers in Pocahontas County? Well, this is what we're trying to do next, is recruit our own. Grow our own teachers to serve in our schools, because teachers from here come work here, stay here. You know, the ones we hire from outside of our county or outside of our state very rarely stay very long. We need our own people.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.